A week solidarity brekkie team listener win. Let's assuage those worries the thousands of concerned calls we haven't received have that the resignation of Her Most Gracious Majesty's home country, our mother country's big supremo Boris John's gone, could threaten True Blue Aussie's $1 trillion adoption of US, of the UN, of the US, of the world, our father country's merchants of death nuclear submarines. Our Minister for Train, Killing and Offence, Richard Malls, the bad guys, has assured us it will not threaten this $1 trillion boost to the US of coffers, allowing us to follow the US of into a bit of train killing wherever our father country orders us to train kill. That's so reassuring, because otherwise those trillions would be wasted on non-essentials like public housing and public transport and public health and public education, non-corporate welfare for the non-corporates, assisting True Blue Aussie's First People, whom we all so care about in NAIDOC Week. All those areas where the public sector should and mostly does get out of the way and leave it to the super efficiency of the private sector, like roads, which used to be public. But thankfully, not only do we hand roads over to the private sector, who naturally have to charge a little to recoup the costs the public sector met so we can enjoy the benefits of their ownership, but we've now handed the whole roads bureaucracy over to the private sector, which some long-haired commie greenie cynic suggested will lead to massive increases in costs. As if. Just imagine what sort of mess and how expensive our energy system and bills would be if that was still publicly owned. But we've diverted. More good news on the Boris John's gone resignation. Again, for those concerned that this might lead to something as dangerous as decent policies, rest assured. One caring business class big supremo will be replaced by another caring business class big supremo. We'll hardly notice the difference. On NAIDOC Week, that self-professed supporter of Indigenous people, Twitty More for Us, is celebrating it by heading for the invaders' white man's and woman's court to challenge native title holders who repay his care for them by standing between Twitty and a bag of lovely, lovely profits by claiming he will destroy traditional sites in the Pilbara, including centuries of rock art, after all he's done for them. And the law says he can on his sacred mine site. Twitty's concern for these ingrates came from life on the family's massive pastoral lands, where presumably he would wander out to the station workers, whose land it actually is, wander out every week or two and hand out the tobacco and beads and mirrors and things. As interest rates shot up again, we have to feel for the poor banks. Well, not poor financially, though they could be, poor banks forced to put their customers under stress. And so caring are they tell us how they understand the stress their customers will suffer. But what choice do they have, other than not putting their borrowers under stress? Yet there are complications in the delicate flower that is the economy, because for those who have their money in the bank, it's just not so simple to also increase the interest the bank pays them. Expressed this week by former Socialist Party big supremo of Her Most Gracious Majesty's land up north and now bank spokesperson, showing how socialist the banks must be, Anna Blight on the Poor, who asked why the banks couldn't increase the interest to savers as feverishly and at the same rate as it applies to its borrowers, explained there were a number of reasons. It's obviously very complicated. The words profit, profitability came up somewhere in her long explanation, and the only reason she didn't come up with was greed. So that's obviously got nothing to do with it. Look, in their generosity, the banks have offered an increase on savings, but not as large as the increase on mortgages or on borrowers, but well, not nearly as large, but they do have their shareholders and massive executive salaries to think of. Yet sensibly, the new rates come with more conditions than an insurance policy, ensuring about 0.001% of customers qualify, matching the roughly 0.001% give or take savings interest rate itself. Well, less given, more take, but they do have their shareholders and massive executive salaries to think of. But sensibly, the new rates come with more conditions than an insurance policy, ensuring about 0.001% of customers qualify, matching the roughly 0.001% give or take savings interest rate itself. well, less given, more take, but they have to be careful with other people's money, the other people they're ripping off, or treating so benevolently. In the caring business class relations schizophrenic department, highly responsible gig economy caring employer Uber must be suffering a serious episode, because as it has agreed with the evil transport union to discuss at least, no guarantees, basic rates and conditions for its contractors, it also headed to the Fair Work True Blue Aussie No Longer Work Choices Just Looks Like It con mission to ensure it has no employees to receive basic rates and conditions, just individual contractors on their bikes or at the wheel, using a sensible, down-to-earth High Court ruling which the Con Mission supported, despite describing the contracts it has deemed legal, potentially unfair. So poor Uber must be so confused, while over in the US ob, spare a thought for struggling tech giant and benevolent employer Shelby Apples, where lazy, avaricious workers in Baltimore voted, talk about disrespect, voted to join an evil union, despite Shelby Apples telling them Shelby Apples if they don't join the union, and rotten to the core if they do, cautioning the silly workers that joining a union could hurt the company's business. What disobedient workers. They didn't explain how it would hurt their business, but we can assume it would have nothing to do with the little matters like they may have to pay their workers. Shelby Apples tried to prevent this disaster by pulling workers into their caring employers' offices and explaining what a disaster it would be, including having to pay union fees. Yet they still ignored them, even though Shelby offered to pay them an extra dollar or two an hour over and above their exorbitant slave rate. In fact, one evil union official said the Shelby Apples anti-union campaign was nasty. So, spare a thought. After a couple of years of nightly updates on the numbers of COVID cases and deaths, sensibly these days, our news services would now have us believe COVID hardly exists, given their non or very limited coverage, now that we have to learn to live with it. Oh, and die with it, but keeping the economy going must take precedence. So COVID is no longer a problem, we asked COVID spokesperson Robert Let It Rip. Oh, no, 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 it's as big a problem as ever, maybe bigger than ever, it's rampant. Then why are we lifting all restrictions? No more vaccination checks at airports, for instance, no need to wear masks in crowded places. That'll make it even bigger than ever. No idea, you'll have to ask the Chamber of Profits. The Chamber of Profits? Why? What have they got to do with it? Well, everything, of course, they're our public health experts, they're our public health advisors. In yet another display of his intellectual superiority, our former minister for going overseas all the time and being a perfectly good little prefect, Alexander, told us of big supremo Joe Biden Capitals once again demonstrated his inadequacy as a leader by criticising the Supreme Court judges who ruled against Roe v. Wade. If the public turn against the courts, then the whole structure of society will start to collapse, Alexander warned, which I hope doesn't encourage long-haired commie greeny wooden worker and iron lots to rush out to do just that. No, 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 we must praise their honours for their wise decision, respect their misogynistic wisdom, like we respect Alexander's wisdom. So, as the court sentence irresponsible criminals opposing fossils frying the planet or thwarting the legal occupation of chainsawing native forests, legal occupation as opposed to these long-haired criminals' illegal occupation of non-public public forests, let's get out and show our support for their honours for putting these people away for as near as possible to the term of their natural lives as governments legislate harsher and harsher penalties to prevent disruption to the chainsaws and fossil corporates. Natural lives, which are pretty unnatural lives anyway, non-conformist lives, and fining them several times over their worldly wealth. Let's join Alexander in conforming to all that is good and decent and binding our society together, like caring employers and caring business class and hayseed and sheepshed and socialist parties. The law and order, the forces of law and order, and trained killers protecting decency, and illegal and dangerous backyard abortions, and empty landscapes where there used to be tall, proud forests, and their diversity of flora and fauna, their ecology, and 50-year floods every 3 weeks or so, and raging fires every burning winter. Oh yes, he's on the ball, that Alexander! In the apropos of nothing department, watching a quiz show this week, and one contestant's big moment in life was she had met Katy Perry and told us it was like meeting a regular person. As opposed to, well, it's good to know, Katy is not an irregular person, we assume. In the week that was sport, we're recording this before his semi-final last night, presuming the Wimbledon final is between No Jab and Nick Kyrgios Larrikin. Who do we barrack for? And finally, look, it's been remiss over the years that, unlike responsible news services, we don't finish with a financial report from the stock market, so let's redress that. Yesterday, some stocks went up and some stocks went down. And Monday, it's likely those that went up might go down, and those that went down might go up. There. That's the week that was, financial report. Good morning.